This is Rhema for today.
Amen. That's who you are. That's what you're doing right now, is believing. As well as breathing. You're believing, aren't you? You're a believer. Praise God. You are a believer. By grace are you saved through faith. I said, you have faith? Take that same faith and believe. She sort of looked at me, you know, sort of startled and said, well, you know, I'm a believer, aren't I? I said, you sure are. Yeah. She said, I am. Yeah, I'm a believer. Turned around and walked away saying, I'm a believer. Now here she is in the healing line.
You're listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, Incline Thine Ear.
Well, she was in a meeting where a minister and evangelist was preaching. And he is, after he'd preached and folks gone to the prayer room, he's laying hands on people, suddenly stopped right in the middle of the prayer line, healing line. And he said, there's a woman preacher here. It's got one leg shorter than the other one. And she thought it'd take a lot of faith to get that leg straightened out. I mean, lengthened out. But he said, do you ever stop to think about it? You've already believed for the biggest miracle there is, a new birth. If you come up here, I'll pray for you and you'll be instantly healed. Well, she said, I waited, you know. Finally, nobody responded to it. So she said, finally, back in the crowd, I lifted my hand and said, well, I am a woman minister, all right, and I do have one leg shorter than the other, and I did say that if I had enough faith. See, some people are hard to convince, bless their hearts. I mean, it fits them to a T. I did say if I had enough faith, I know that could, I know it's possible. But I didn't know whether I was the one or not. And so the evangelist said, well, we'll find out. Is there another lady minister even in the service? And especially a lady minister with one leg shorter than the other. If there is, lift your hand. Nobody lifted it. He said, well, you must be it. She said, well, I guess I am. That's where I believe helped my unbelief. So she marched down to the front. Because see, my wife and I saw her before, and we saw her after it. She marched down to the front and was instantly healed. And she said, the thing I saw was this. That he's right. Here I've been saying, if I had enough faith, and I've already believed for the biggest miracle there is. Why, dear Lord, the Lord recreated me and made me a new creature. A brand new man. Brand new woman. Hallelujah. Why, that little old thing, my, don't mount anything. Instantly. See? See, that's the thing. Wrong thinking. Just human reasoning defeats us. I tell a lot of times about the lady, you know, in one of the western states that came to my meeting, and I really didn't realize she's that old, didn't look that old, but she told me she's 72, and she stopped me on the way out from a morning service and wanted me to pray for her, and I said, what for? Well, she said, Brother Hagin, I have high blood pressure, and high blood pressure, a lot of times it'll affect your heart or affect your kidneys, and it affected her heart, and the doctor just despaired of her living. And so she said, I just wanted you to pray that I'd have faith to be healed of this high blood pressure and this heart failure, heart condition. Well, to get her attention, I just said very flatly, I'm not going to do it. She said, you're not? I said, no, ma'am, I'm not. She said, you're really not? I said, no, ma'am, I'm really not. And she said, well, I saw she didn't know what to do, so I said, aren't you a believer? Oh, yes, yes, she said, I'm a believer. Well, I said, who ever heard tell of a believer that didn't believe? And I didn't realize then, but I found out later, it's true. I said, just suppose that you had a son, a grandson, which he did, way in college, university, and you would write him every so often. Every time you wrote him a letter, you always put a P.S. on that and said, don't forget to breathe. Be sure and keep on breathing. Well, I said, if he's not breathing, it ain't going to do no good to tell him to. I mean, he's beyond help. No, you never think about telling him to breathe because he is alive. He's breathing. See, you are alive unto God. You're a believer. Yes. Yes. Amen. Yes. That's who you are. That's what you're doing right now is believing. Yes. As well as breathing. You're believing, aren't you? You're a believer. Praise God. You are a believer. By grace are you saved through faith. I said, you have faith? Take that same faith and believe. She sort of looked at me, you know, sort of startled and said, well, you know, I'm a believer, aren't I? I said, you sure are? Yeah. She said, I am. Yeah, I'm a believer. Turned around and walked away saying, I'm a believer. Now, here she is in the healing line. So when I laid hands on her, I perceived that she did not have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Now, she's born of the Spirit. So I just said it this way. You don't have the Holy Ghost. Do she understood my language? I didn't mean she's not born of the Spirit. I mean she's not filled with the Spirit, speaking with tongues. She said, no, I haven't received yet. And so I'd already laid hands on her and prayed for her healing. So I just laid hands on her and said, be filled with the Spirit in the name of Jesus. And she just lifted both hands, started speaking fluently. Just started speaking fluently in other tongues. Never stammered or stuttered or said a word in English. Now, the point I'm making is that she didn't realize it, but she had faith all the time if she just inclined her ear to God's saying. Did you ever stop thinking about that? He didn't even say in these three verses, Proverbs 4:20, 21, 22, it doesn't say a word about believing.
That's right.
Said, incline your ear to my saying. Now, why? If you incline your ears to his sayings, you will believe, or you'll know that you are a believer.
Oh, that's good.
Can you see that?
Yes.
Can you see that? Hallelujah.
Don't
know if it helps you or not, preach me happy.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Incline ears to my saying. So the woman, this older woman, she told me she's 72, was healed and filled with the Holy Ghost and had faith all the time, didn't know it. But when she began to incline her ears to God's sayings, it worked for her.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And then years later, we was preaching, my wife and I, in Amarillo, Texas. We had a meeting in a motel ballroom there. And after the meeting one night, my wife said, that looked like Sister So-and-so's daughter, one of her daughters. Now, of course, the lady, her daughter is now 65, 70 years old. Of course, we figured it up. She would be, if she's still alive, would be 95. And so I said, yeah. My wife said, I tried to get to her, but I lost her in the crowd. She got away. I said, yeah, that was her. That was because we had met her, see, when we were there preaching those years before. And so the next morning, then in the morning service, the crowd was smaller, and my wife got to her and then brought her up to me and said, you recognize her? And I said, yeah, sure, Sister So-and-so's daughter, so-and-so. And so we asked her about her mother, because, you know, everybody don't live to be 95. She could have gone home to be with the Lord. Oh, yeah, mother's still alive, just doing well, just doing fine. 95, said, you know now, Brother Sister Hagin, she's 95. Yeah, we said, we figured that up, she'd be 95 now. Well, she said she has quit driving her car at night. 95, still driving her car. Just stopped at night. Said that, you know, she'll get somebody else to drive her to church on Sunday night. She won't drive. But otherwise, she drives her car herself. 95. 72, the doctor's despaired. Said she got her blood pressure, they just couldn't control it, and her heart's failing. She's not going to live much longer. But she's 95. Glory. And the blood pressure, you know, had to get taken care of or she wouldn't be here at 95. And the heart. Well, now you see the dear one, pray for me, I'll have faith. She is a believer. That's who she is. Say it out loud, every believer. I am a believer.
I do have faith.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And all things.
Are possible
to him that believeth. Now, of course, he said that in connection with the healing of this boy. So the difference of whether you get healed or whether you don't get healed is the inclination of your ears. That's a strange statement, isn't it? What you're inclined to hear. What you are inclined to hear. Amen?
Yeah.
Let's go back and incline our ear to this statement. Here in Mark, the 9th chapter and the 23rd verse, and this man came on behalf of his son. I don't know if there's a child now. He came on him as a child. He's probably grown now, but he brought his son to Jesus. And in this 22nd verse, the latter part of it, he said, but if thou canst do anything, in other words, if you, dear Lord Jesus, can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And Jesus, verse 23, and Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe. All things are possible. To whom? Whom? Him that believeth. Woo, glory to God, hallelujah. You see, friends, from the standpoint of the promises of God, this is a promise of God, as we call them, it is clear that it's always the will of God to heal the bodies of men and to do anything and all things and whatsoever things we ask in faith. Now, while we're there at the 9th chapter of Mark, of course, we might as well go right on over to the 11th chapter, because you can't talk about that, all things are possible to believe. You can't talk about faith or believing without getting Mark 11, 23 and 24. Jesus said here in Mark 11, 23, and then verse 24, "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe." Well, that has to be, he's using different words, but that has to be the same thing that he's talking about in Mark 9, 23 to that fella. "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Whosoever shall say and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he'll have whatsoever he saith. Therefore, I say unto you, what things ever you desire, when you pray, believe that you'll receive them, and ye shall have them." Now, let me show you where a lot of folks miss it. We come back, as we've many times looked at these scriptures, and we come back to these scriptures again and read them and look at them and talk about them. And a lot of time, people who need help will automatically say, "Oh, I've heard that before." And they don't listen. See, the Bible said in Romans 10, 17, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing." It doesn't say that faith comes by having heard.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, Lynette Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's offer. First, we're offering Pastor Kenneth Hagin's CD, How to Grow in Love, along with his book titled The Healer's in Your House. Next is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD, Whatever You Need, God's Got It. Finally, we have Kenneth E. Hagin's DVD, Bringing Back the King. All these items are for the special price of only $30. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so email us today at partnerservice@rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Two-day cyber sale, December the 1st and 2nd, starts on Monday, 12:01 a.m. and goes through Tuesday at 11:59 p.m. Central Standard Time. 50% off of almost everything in our products, Faith Library
Faith Library Publications.
Yes. So you can go to rhema.org for all the details.
Monday, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue this powerful teaching. That's next week on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Have a great weekend.